foreign ministers from Australia and China are beginning separate trips to the Pacific today as competition between the two countries intensifies. In the meantime, the agriculture sector is closely watching China's attempt to ease the strained relationship with Australia, 2 years after producers in key sectors like wine and barley were hit with trade bans imposed by Beijing. Matt Bamford reports.
It's been a challenging few years for South Australian wine producer Alex Driscothic. In 2020, China imposed a 200% tariff on Australian wine, smashing a market worth more than $1 billion a year. The president of the Adelaide Hills Wine Region, a group of local grape growers and wineries, says it's caused some serious losses.
It's been about 30% across the wine industry. Obviously, Adelaide Hills is 30% of our exports is it's a lot of wine.
Barley, beef and lobster producers have also suffered under the trade bans. Terry Ash has spent decades in the West Australian rock lobster industry. He still finds it hard to describe.
Horror. Horror is probably the best thing. We were lucky we didn't have a debt or anything like a lot of people.
After inflicting billion-dollar losses on Australian exporters, Beijing is now hinting it wants a fresh start with the new government. In a letter to Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, China's premier says he's looking forward to rebuilding mutual respect and mutual benefit. The PM was direct in his response.
It's not Australia that's changed, it's China has. It's China that has placed sanctions on Australia. There is no justification for doing that, and that's why they should be removed.
But China's approach has given wine producer Alex Driscothic hope, and he'd like Australia to respond.
Start the conversation, start talking about it, because at the moment, whilst there's no dialogue, we're kind of, the oversupply of this fruit and this massive hole in our export market is not going away. It's definitely going to take time for relationships to be rebuilt. I think we're probably almost starting from scratch because it's so dramatic in how it happened. But we're going to start somewhere.
West Australian wheat and barley grower Noel Bairstow says it's an important opportunity.
I feel quite positive, really, because we'd really burn our bridges, with our last government. Could be a good opportunity for our agricultural minister to slip over there and renew the acquaintances.
But Terry Ash isn't convinced.
Sorry, I got no faith in them at all. I know our government and the WA want to see it that way because, after all our exports go to China with the iron ore and that. But, if there was any pulling power with the government and that, I think it would have happened by now.
He wants to focus on building new markets for lobster.
We've just got to hope that we can gradually get back in the prices up a little tiny bit with the other countries that we're exporting to.
Alex Driscothic says a better relationship with China is crucial for his community.
I think everyone's just hoping, for some positive outcomes, and that's really all we can do because it's looking pretty bleak at the moment for a lot of the growers. So fingers crossed, we see something happen sooner rather than later because the wine industry kind of can't continue to go along this way.
South Australian wine producer Alex Triscothic, Matt Bamford reporting there.